Another difference between a 27-month-old and a 15-month-old is on a Monday morning this year, I dropped her off at preschool. Monday morning last year was a wide open sea of possibility and chaos. Another difference between having a 27-month-old and a 15-month-old daughter is that you can have a dinner on a Sunday night with a nice couple who live up the street who have a 3.5-year-old boy. And the 27-month-old can have a delightful time running on the grass and shrieking, playing and tagging, or even just watching her favorite Amazon show while munching dinner next to a 3.5-year-old boy. Co-play, they call it, or parallel play, while the four adults in the room talk about how we got here. Another difference between having a 27-month-old and a 15-month-old is you are 1 year closer to kindergarten, 1 year further removed from the sleep deprivation exercise that is infancy. I guess it'd be the equivalent if you were in the ocean of getting past the surf. The waves are no longer crashing around you, now you're drifting. You can still see the shore, but you're drifting away from it. The ocean is a good metaphor for raising a child because it's ever-changing. There's an undercurrent that you can't see. And you always need to improvise and be alert. We're raising an ocean. Or are we raising an explorer on a sailboat in the ocean, like the movie Life of Pi with a tiger also on the sailboat? The differences between raising a 27-month-old and a 15-month-old involve words, the collection and delivery of new words, the play with words and sounds, all of the intake that has been happening for the last 2 years is now starting to turn into outtake or external delivery. This morning it rained for the first time in about 5 months. Usually stops around April, and it's now mid-September. We don't usually get any rain at all until October, usually late October. So it was surprising to get a little rain this morning. I'm sure all the plants and the flowers, all the dried up patches of grass, the birds, the worms, the frogs. All the animals were probably very happy this morning. When I brought her downstairs to look outside at the rain and to feel it with our arms extended, she had a wonderful expression on her face. And when we were finished, she said, "Bye, rain." And we closed the door and had breakfast. Another difference between raising a 27-month-old and raising a 15-month-old little girl is that twice a week, when you drop her off for preschool, you drive for about an hour, or you take the BART for about an hour, and then you teach for 4 hours on Tuesday and Thursday in the middle of the day. You add those 8 hours to the other 12 and a half hours that you teach at night, and now you're working half-time. Now you're balanced in terms of work and personal. You can be a dad, and a teacher, and a husband, and a writer, and a friend. And that's probably the most important difference between raising a 27-month-old and raising a 15-month-old. The difference between having no daycare, preschool, nursery school, and having 3 days a week of preschool. It's not just outsourcing the duty of raising your child, it's giving your child socialization, opportunity, discovery, trust in other adults, trust in new places, the ability to be flexible and to adjust to new surroundings. All these things are necessary before kindergarten. And in addition to the flexibility that you're giving your child, you're giving yourself more time and flexibility to be a better parent and a happier person. In short, we've made it. We've made it through the first couple years. Some would say you got 16 years left till you're officially, legally out of the woods, I guess. But that frame doesn't work for me. There are no woods here. We're all in the woods. And I don't want to get out. To say you're done when your child is 18 is to say you're not a parent when your child is 18, which is to say it's all you. As if it were all you before and all you as soon as they turn 18 again. But that misses the very idea of family for me. To think of family and raising a child only as responsibility is to completely miss the wonder, the joy, and the chaos of all of it. At the same time, finding balance within the chaos is absolutely necessary. As the sun has come out and the rain has cleared, everything looks greener, all the flowers look brighter. There's a peacefulness in the air today. Maybe that's what I'm feeling too. Until next time, keep breathing.